Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Applied Behavior Analysis, or ABA therapy, is one of the most effective treatments for children with autism. But South Dakota families lost health insurance coverage for the expensive therapy earlier this year. After a bill to require coverage failed in the last legislative session, the state added ABA therapy to its benchmark plan under the Affordable Care Act for 2021, leaving a one-year coverage gap. Although Sanford and Avera Health Plans announced policies that will cover ABA therapy in 2020, it's not a complete victory for families. SCPB's Jackie Hendry is here to explain. Hey, Jackie, how's it going?
Not too bad, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what ABA therapy is and how critical it is for kids with autism.
Right. Well, in short, ABA is really intense, personalized program that involves a lot of positive reinforcement and identifying situations that might trigger negative behaviors for kids. So this is a very individualized situation. And ABA therapy helps give both kids and parents the skills to work through the communication barriers and other situations that often arise with autism spectrum disorders. So Darcy Weber from Watertown is actually an ABA therapist, and her son Easton was diagnosed with autism when he was a little over a year old. He's four now, and she told me what ABA therapy has meant for him.
It was life-changing for him. He was only saying maybe tops of 100 words, wasn't playing with others, was self-injurious towards himself, running away from home. And then once he started ABA, he would come home every single day speaking more and more words. He started engaging with his sister, playing with his toys appropriately instead of flipping them over and just spinning the wheels. He no longer ran away from home. It was just an amazing turnaround difference between then to now.
Darcy and her son, like all families, lost coverage earlier this year when insurance providers stopped covering ABA therapy. And in that time, Darcy tells me her son's maintained the language skills that he gained, but already in maybe 10 to 11 months, he has experienced some regression and is exhibiting some more of that aggression and running away from home.
Yeah, which really brings a sense of urgency.
Yes.
To all of this for families who have such a dramatic impact at home and for those children. What has been the impact of the Avera Sanford compromise then?
Right. So both from her own experience and the families she works with as an ABA therapist, Darcy Weber tells me it's about 50-50 between families who are helped and those who aren't.
Some families can afford it that lost coverage this past year, and then there's families like myself that aren't able to afford it. And I have other families, too, that were kind of curious about, well, when does this affect the exchange, which is not till 2021. So then they have to wait a whole nother year because of my situation, for example.
And Darcy's situation being that both she and her fiance are small business owners, so they rely on the healthcare.gov exchange for, you know, tax bracket situations to find that most affordable option for them. Whereas the 2020 plans that Avera and Sanford are offering, they didn't meet the deadline to put it on the healthcare.gov exchange. So it's specifically directly through Avera and Sanford. And Darcy tells me, you know, the options for them would have been $300 to $500 a month for the options that include ABA therapy, which was still cost prohibitive for them. And Darcy, of course, worries in the meantime, as they wait another year for the benchmark plan to take effect in 2021, she'll lose the early intervention piece for her son, Easton, who will be six by the time that he's covered again.
All right, let's talk about that early intervention in ABA and why it is so important.
Right. So ABA has major benefits pretty much across the board, but the most transformative benefits come in that earliest development stages, so before age five. I also talked with Lindsay Jenklow here in Sioux Falls. Her insurance is through Blue Cross Blue Shield through her employer, so they did not opt into this, any options for 2020. Her son RJ is three, and Lindsay tells me she's been paying out of pocket to keep him in ABA therapy.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Jackie Hendry is with us today talking about the Sanford and Avera Health Plan, a compromise to include this ABA or Applied Behavioral Analysis therapy, but this one-year gap that's affecting so many families. Tell us a little bit about what Lindsay Jenklow said.
Right. So she says, you know, it's undisputed that the most progress that her son can have is in this early time frame. So he started fairly young and is 3 years old now. So since he has not been covered, she's and her family have racked up about $60,000 in bills, paying out of pocket to keep him in ABA therapy. But basically, she says it's a necessity. Right. This isn't just a choice for her family, like choosing a very expensive option. RJ's pediatrician wrote a prescription for 40 hours a week of ABA therapy for her son because it's medically necessary for her son to have that intense therapy.
And how do you make that choice? I mean, like, what's it worth? What is a child worth? What is, a therapy worth? What if you don't do this now? So will that 2021 benchmark help?
It's definitely a victory, but a lot of parents still have some concerns. So Lindsay Janklow tells me, while the benchmark for 2021 does require ABA coverage, it's on a tiered system based on age and then the number of hours that are covered. So for instance, children ages 6 and under will have up to 25 hours of ABA therapy a week covered under insurance. But as I just said, with RJ, his situation, a prescription for 40 hours a week. So even if you go for that full amount, insurance only covering slightly over half. Even with that required coverage paying out of pocket. And Lindsay says she's not sure how that tier system was determined, doesn't see it for other circumstances, and also doesn't quite understand the opposition that was encountered in the legislature with the solution that was brought earlier this year.
And here, if these children don't get this intensive therapy at this age, they're going to be on state assistance and Medicaid for the rest of their life. So getting the therapy they need on the front end is actually cost-saving in the long run. So I guess, understand the opposition.
It's always important to say here that every time we have a conversation about autism, they say, if you know one person with autism, you know one person with autism.
Right.
Not everything is the same.
Exactly. And that when I was talking to these mothers, that was a common theme. You know, no one person, no one family is the same. No one experiences autism the same. And in some ways, that has been an exhaustion for them, having to educate oftentimes lawmakers what autism is, what it looks like for their kid, then what ABA therapy is and what it can look like. So it's a long education process on top of concerns about resources and cost and how they're going to help their kids the most. Crystal Troll was another mom who was very active during the legislative session once her daughter lost ABA coverage. She actually now lives in Washington State, but she tells me it's important to recognize and be grateful to the insurance providers who are voluntarily offering some kind of option for 2020, but she says that doesn't mean it's a complete solution.
I think it's easier to understand from a parent's point of view, you know, when we're talking about starting this therapy by age 3 or age 5, when you know, parents are expected to wait a year for coverage or can't afford the coverage that's offered, then that's where it gets very frustrating. And we're very appreciative, but it still doesn't necessarily help, you know, our kiddos now or the kiddos that need this therapy now.
So a lot of left, you know, you might see the headline and say, oh, this compromise has been made, but there's a lot more to the story.
A lot more.
And you found it. Thank you so much, Jackie Andrew. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori.